up?
What's up? I cannot believe that you just intro'd a show like that.
It just came to me in the 5 seconds before we went on the air.
You must be in a really good mood today.
Hey, fall peaked out a little bit.
Fall peaked at us a little bit. This is false fall.
I know this is false fall. But
don't
fall,
get too excited.
I'm not excited. Well, I am excited because this is coming in a little longer stretch. Maybe not in the next
month or two.
Yeah, but it's out there. There's hope for 65 degree mornings and 70 degree days, and it's coming.
But you notice something?
No, what?
It was 65 degrees in the morning without the sun out.
I know.
It's got to be 65 degrees with the sun out for it to actually feel like fall.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Yes.
No.
Yes.
The sun's not. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Anytime the temperature is down below 65, I can consider that fall.
Gosh. Okay, sure.
Okay, we're not going to, neither one of us go with this argument. No. Everybody's out there going, see, I like what she said. See, I like this. You know, I'm just saying, folks, cooler weather can be, that's right. But welcome to Woods and Water, South Carolina. We're glad you joined us today. Got a busy show. Going to get kicked off with seeing that fall is coming, Taylor.
Thank
it's
you.
Not here. It's coming, and it showed
eventually,
itself a little bit
in the next 3 months.
It's a good time to get out and, you know, limber up a little bit, put your hiking boots on, and there's something called the Palmetto Trail here in South Carolina that's a jewel in and of itself. There's always new things going on. There's always updates going on. They've got events going on, and so I made an email. Mary, we've been playing email tag for about 2 weeks now.
We have, but I'm glad we finally connected.
Absolutely.
It's good to hear the two of you chatter again.
Oh, yes. Yes, we could do that. And I don't think she was lying because I didn't offer to pay her for that one. Before, so maybe that was genuine.
Maybe that was genuine.
But, yeah, so we're going to get started off, and we're going to consider this our calendar of events. Mm-hmm. Because it is about the outdoors. It's about things going on. So brought to you by Capital City.
Lake Murray Country.
Which is right there close to where Mary's based in Columbia. Mary, how have you been? I mean, how's everything in Columbia at the trail headquarters down there?
Well, it's not quite as cool as it is up in the mountains, but we're doing good. We're staying really very, very, very busy, which is so exciting for the organization. Just a lot of projects on tap. And, we're excited to get out and connect more trails, which we're going to be doing.
Yeah. And, you know, we didn't talk about this, but the Conservation Corps thing, how's that going? I mean, when does that roll over and you get a new crowd of people coming in?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
Yes.
Because yesterday we onboarded two of our new crew leaders. Grace has come from England, believe it or not, to join our program, and spent some time with her yesterday talking to her about her goals. And so she'll be with us for an entire year.
Okay.
So we'll onboard then the rest of the crew next week. They're coming from all over the country. And we're very excited to have 11 new Corps members.
Wow.
The last Corps group left about 2 weeks ago. And they did amazing work. I mean, what they were able to build for us and partner with our state parks and the National Forest as, a group that could go in and assist them. They really covered the entire state. And I couldn't be more proud of this program and proud that we have a full crew and we're attracting young people who want to give back and make, trails accessible here in South Carolina and sustainable for the future. So we'll be back in a couple of weeks after getting them trained. We'll be back building trails.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the type of thing when you're in those years when you just kind of don't exactly know what you're doing, want to do, and you just need to clear your head, there's no better place to do it in the outdoors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they come for different reasons. Some already have gotten a college degree and in sort of want to do something back, give something back. And then we had several just graduate from high school and, you know, not quite ready to do the college thing. And boy, did I see a lot of maturity, a lot of growth. Some of the two that were in high school just so blossomed under our program. And they really became leaders.
Yeah.
And proud to say one will be starting. Well, he started, I think. He's a freshman at Clemson this year, but he's going to stay on as an intern, and he's going to pursue a career in parks, recreation, and in trail building. So
very cool.
It's a good thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Probably came in, didn't have an idea what he wanted to do, and fell in love, and that's what he's going to do now.
Yeah, exactly. So,
very cool.
Yeah, it is great. So we'll have to chat more about this new crew and as they go out and start building trails. And they're certainly going to be part of some of the big projects that we're going to speak about today.
You know, it'd be really cool. We need to write this down. Take notes, Taylor. We need to always prepare Taylor here. Pen. You got paper. Your pens are optional in your world. You got a phone. You think that's wrong. Mary, we ought to get together a few of your core people and talk about what they do. I mean, get it straight from them.
Yeah, I would
love
that.
It'd be fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So let's schedule something.
Yeah.
And let the people, you know, that listen, your listeners, hear from them what they gain from this program, how they see the state of South Carolina, especially, you know, Grace, who came from England, is just so excited to absorb the state and learn. And so I think they're going to have some amazing stories to share with you.
How about springtime? That's a good one.
Sir, oh, yeah. Sure.
Springtime. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, all right. Let's get rolling here. We got like 2 minutes. I don't know. Is it worth trying to get something going here, Taylor? Sure. Mary, we got a big project going on, and we can carry this over to the next one up here at Jones Gap State Park. Start in on that one, and I'll try to let you get through it.
Okay, well, it is an exciting project, and I know we'll expand upon it, but it's going to add an additional, you know, 10 plus miles to the Palmetto Trail. And I just really want to start out by saying this is a partnership. It was a partnership with the Palmetto Trail, the Nature Conservancy, our state parks, and the Natural Land Trust. And because of that partnership, basically, we're going to be able to expand in the Mountain Bridge Wilderness area, a trail system, you know, up to 20 miles. Wow. So it's very exciting, and it's going to be a great connection and a great new trail, which will be the Palmetto Trail, but it'll be in our state parks.
Cool. Now we still got a minute and a half or so.
Oh, okay.
But we'll get into that. Let's, for those, because some people don't know about the Palmetto Trail, take a minute and talk about the trail itself. I mean, it's supposed to be 500 miles across the state of South Carolina, but you're using old railroads, trestles, bridges you build. I mean, it's. Take about a minute and just tell us about the trail itself.
Sure. Well, in 1994, the birth of the Palmetto Trail came to be. And the vision of the Palmetto Trail is to be able to walk across our state from the mountains to the sea. And so currently we have 380 miles of connected trail. Oh. And as you said, Roger, it varies the trails. The trails can be very nature-based, where it's a single track going through deep, you know, woods. It can then be a converted rail bed, which is nice and wide and usually flat because trains don't usually go uphill.
Right. So, not here in our state anyway.
Yeah. And then, you know, you get down into the low country and it's very swampy and wet, and it's nature based, but there are a lot of boardwalks and turnpikes, which is a trail that has a lot of stone and rock that's, you know, but it conforms to the nature of the area.
All right. Hang on. Yep. Let's take a break. Back with more on Mary on the other side of the break. Hang on. Kind of get you in the mood to go take a walk, doesn't it?
It's funny. I've watched his music video so many times I can picture it.
It's a good one.
It is.
It's a good one, and it sounds really good, too. Oh, man, to have a voice is like that.
He's good.
He's good. He's good. He is Darius Rucker, and we like his music here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's good when you have a packed couple of segments on the show, and the first one was packed. We got a lot of background. We got from the mountains to the coast, and we had to stop there. So, Mary, pick up with what you were going to talk about the trail along the coast, and then I'm just going to kind of turn you along because you got a lot of stuff going on, and we got about 12 minutes, so I'm just going to turn you loose, and you run with it.
Okay, well, thanks.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Well, you know, Darius Rucker being from the Low Country and all, let's talk about. Basically, you know, the Low Country is filled with a lot of history. We have Swamp Fox, which, you know, in itself has a history. But I just wanted to touch base that, again, you know, you go through swamps and then you get to the end of the trail down in Ondaw, and you're along the inner coastal and the Ondaw Creek, and it's just spectacular. So the trail, you get to see all of South Carolina.
And the smell of pluff mud.
We love our pluff mud.
We do. There's nothing like it, okay?
Nothing like it.
But going back to the upstate, because that's one of our very large projects that's going to be on tap for 2023 and maybe into 2024. But we will be building the trail with our core and our staff. We have the capabilities now to really build trails. We don't have to have a professional trail builder come in. We now have staff that we're going to build our own trails. But this is a really beautiful area, Roger.
Yeah.
It's the Mountain Bridge Wilderness area. It covers over 14,000 acres. And it's going to Jones Gap State Park and around the Gap Creek area. And you know this area.
Yeah.
You know how crowded it can get.
Sure.
That wilderness area has seen over 1 million visitors a year. So there is a bottleneck with parking up there and things. So we're going to work the state park and add some trailhead parking.
Okay.
Add some access to the waterfalls that are up there, so people can actually see some of the most amazing waterfalls, and really highlights the cultural and natural beauty of the upstate.
Yep.
So we'll be working with our partners, the state park. We'll be building it. We hope to commence by sometime late winter and possibly January of 2023.
Okay.
And we'll be starting to build this. And I can't tell you how long it will take us, because the unknown is the unknown once you get in
weather.
There and you start looking at the rock and this and that. But
yeah.
we do have a trail mapped out, and so we're real excited about that. That's gonna give us some great connection. And then, of course, you know, the team up there is always looking at other ways to continue to connect. We want to get into Spartanburg, and that's my job every day, looking and talking to people and finding ways that we could traverse. You know, sometimes it's private landowners, sometimes it's, you know, through state parks, but I can tell you we're getting closer, and we're very excited.
Cool.
And, you know, then you hop down to the Midlands region, and, you know, that Peak to Prosperity Passage, which you know very well is a converted rail trail.
Yep.
We added 6 campsites. We're about to renovate the trailhead with better access parking, better access to the Broad River with a better kayak launch. REI here in Columbia and in Greenville have been a great supporter through some grants, and we've been able to use those dollars to really make the trailhead at Alston a multi-recreational destination: mountain biking, camping, hiking, kayaking. So we're pleased with those improvements. And then another project we're real excited about, and we're still working with 2 land agreements, but you know, it's progressing, and we're very optimistic because we have funding behind it. But Roger and Taylor, this project is going to connect the Fort Jackson Passage to our Wateree Passage. It's 22 miles, and that 22 miles will allow us to then walk from downtown Columbia to the coast of Onondaga. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that?
Taylor pulled it up on her phone, and it's, uh-oh, you have food in your mouth. I can't believe you.
It's 129 miles?
That's correct. Give or take.
So the day, it was like a day and 18-hour walk. Yeah. That's a long way for me.
Yeah. But is that not exciting?
Yeah, it is. It's cool. It's really cool.
It's cool.
Yes.
It is cool, okay? Because, I mean, starting off at the Capitol, just imagine right there at the Capitol steps. And then when you finish, you're going to be at the, you know.
At the beach.
The Intercoastal Waterway. Yeah. I mean, so we're very, very excited about that. So those are our two major projects right now that we're focusing on and working hard to get going. And then a lot of our programs start again here in the fall. We're back up for the True to the Brew Trail Run at Croft State Park. They're a great partner. May I say one sidebar on Croft State Park?
Sure.
The 30th of this month, we're going to have a ribbon cutting for the Fair Forest Bridge that was taken away due to our tornado and high water levels. It's a breakaway bridge, and it did what it did, and it went downstream, but we were able to replace it. The Friends of Croft found some funding.
Okay.
The bridge was replaced, and we replaced the bridge. We gave our time to the state park to do that. So for those that love Croft State Park, you get to cross that bridge and get to the other side of the park. So we're real happy about that. And we, like I said, we'll have our half marathon on October 1st. And we're excited to have True to the Brew and support of our Jay Rockers, who makes our Palmetto Trail Ale. And
go ahead.
Just received, I share the news at the United States Beer Tasting Competition, which was held last week. The Palmetto Trail Ale was selected grand champion of the Pale Ale category.
Look at that.
And the best Pale Ale currently in the Southeast. So we will take that. and you know, RJ Rockers gives back with their sales.
Yes.
So if you're not trying the Palmetto Trail Ale being the best Pale Ale in the state of Southeast, I don't know what to say.
Taylor, you've got something you wanted to ask her about because it's something that you – it's – more towards your thing.
It is, yeah. And we have, I don't know, 3 minutes left. But y'all have another really exciting event coming up, and that's the Women's Outdoor Adventure Weekend.
It is, and we're excited to offer it again. We sold out last year. I think we're on our way already to selling out. We have added some new features. We have a self-defense class. We're doing some more advanced classes. We're going to have an advanced fly fishing class. And for the first time, we're actually taking a group out on a hike overnight and teaching them how to cook, pitch a tent, and do some backpacking. So we're really excited about that offering also. This is just a great opportunity to get women together and get them feeling more comfortable, whatever level they want, whether they want to just expand their day hiking or do they really want to challenge themselves and start doing some through hiking. We believe we have a nice atmosphere for them to be able to learn. It's at Table Rock State Park. November 17th through the 20th. Mary does all the cooking. And
she does all the talking and the cooking, folks.
But anyway, I encourage women to consider this. It's a wonderful, wonderful event. We have women returning for the third time in a row. So that speaks volumes to what we offer in the experience of the weekend.
Oh, absolutely.
So I hope you'll come visit us, Taylor.
I am really, really, really hoping I can.
Yeah.
I see. The thing I love about this is like you have to start somewhere everybody has to start somewhere. It doesn't matter like how old you are, but and then environment like what y'all have going on, I feel like it's a great place to learn.
Do you, Mary? Yeah. Do you tend to find that some of these women that get together at these events y'all put on, do you tend to find that a friendship that buds out there and they start, because one of the things, I mean, Taylor and I are going to be at the Everything Outdoors Fest, and we're doing a how to get started thing, and I know from Taylor's perspective, do you find that you have friendships formed with these things that continue, and you have these ladies go off and do hikes together, go fishing together, stuff like that? Do you see that happening?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. And then, you know, these women are coming back again as a group to come again this year. I've seen the attendance lists already, the registration, and it is a group of women that some of them met, some of them were friends and have been hiking, and now they want to do a little more. So yes, spot on, Roger. Okay. We're creating friendships and things beyond. They'll travel and do other hiking after this event.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right,
and that's
folks.
What it's about. That's
yeah.
What it's about.
That's what
yeah.
it's about. The outdoors is never closed.
That's correct. It's open every day of the year, and we're free. The Palmetto Trail is free.
That's right. And Mary has done a lot.
It is South Carolina's trail.
Yes, yes. And Mary has done a heck of a lot of talking. So I'm going to take the last little bit. I'm going to get her on to say goodbye. But, folks, it's the palmettoconservation.org is the website. You can go there. You can hit the About tab. That'll kind of tell you what the trail's about. It's got the trail on it, the core events, volunteer contact. If you want to get in touch with someone about, you know, getting involved or something, you can, all that information is there on their website, palmettoconservation.org. And it's the gateway. It's the gateway drug. Is that right? Well, Mary, it is always a pleasure having you on.
Thank you, Roger and Taylor. Love chatting with you both.
Absolutely. We will see you sometime soon, hopefully. And if not, then we will do have seaweed coming up in February. We'll for sure see you there.
Okay. All right. Enjoy. Take care.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you much.
Bye.
It is the gateway. PalmettoConservation.org, Palmetto Trail. It's a jewel. It's one of, I think, only two statewide trail systems or something like that, mm-hmm. and only one in the southeast, and we're getting close to having it from the mountains to the coast. So hang on. We'll be back. More Woods and Water, South Carolina, this side of the break.
You know, Dad, I'm... No. Turn it down. It's going to give me a headache. Anyway, you know, I'm really excited to hear that Women's Adventure Weekend is filling up.
Oh, yeah. Well, the one that's put on by Saucon Wildlife
that
Federation...
That we never got to.
Filled up before we could even announce it. Yeah.
But that's really good. And I do encourage any of y'all that are listening that are interested, check it out, because it may be out of your comfort zone, but okay, can you shut the music off, please? Anyway.
I had to wait till that came around.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But it may be completely out of y'all's comfort zone, but you got to start somewhere, like I said, so I definitely check it out.
And from a guy's standpoint, we don't care. We just go out and do stuff. but from a lady's standpoint, not saying y'all can't do it or don't do it as well as we do, it's a different world, and I can only imagine how much it helps having the support of other women who are just getting involved too, or maybe been there for a couple of years.
And with a comfortable and learning environment.
Yeah. Without having us involved. I know. It's all right.
Uh-huh.
Mary Rowe, that was great. She is. She does a good job with the Palmetto Conservation and the Palmetto Trail. Always a fun time to have her on, and fall is time to... As it's cooling off and the leaves are changing and everything is, the bugs are going away. It's you can hit the trail anywhere from the coast to the mountains and back again.
Take advantage of it while you can.
That's right. That's right. Otherwise, you have to do it in the heat of summer.
I was about to say, otherwise you're doing it at 80-something degrees.
totally changing gears now. Although it's still advocacy. It's what Southcon Boating and Fishing Alliance was formed about. Joined by a good friend, longtime friend, Geddes Bryan, the CEO of the Saucon Boating and Fishing Alliance. Man, it's been a little while, but you've been a little busy.
It's been a little while from our last update. Yeah. It sure as heck's been a long time since our first show together. So appreciate you having me on again. And now we have Taylor to keep us in check.
Oh boy!
So I think the last show we had, Roger, I don't think Taylor was on with us. So I know that always brings a different element to the show.
Oh, a different element. Have we thought about if that element's bad or good?
That's yet to be determined.
I purposely kept it a different element. So I didn't specify.
It's a TBD thing.
Yeah, okay.
We'll talk after the show's over and figure that out.
We'll console after.
You know, February 21 seems ages ago. Not in the sense that, you know, this thing is drug on and drug on, but in the sense that this little thing that you came up with has grown some pretty long legs in just over a year and a half.
It certainly has. And, you know, Roger, looking back to June of 2020 is when we first had our interest meeting and first started doing the behind the scenes work with our chairman, Chris Butler, and McAllister Communications, and you and some other really key figures, and getting this thing off the ground in order to be able to launch in February 2021. So I think, you know, having all of our I's dotted and T's crossed before the alliance was announced with Governor McMaster in February 2021 makes 2.5 years feel a lot shorter.
Or a lot longer.
A lot longer.
Yeah.
A lot longer.
It does.
It does. Because... But no, it's been a good 2 years. It's been a good start. And we have a lot that we've accomplished, but we have a lot more that we want to get to.
Yeah.
And you know, it's all about building the conservation culture in South Carolina around boating and fishing, and letting other advocacy groups know, especially some of those that advocate a little bit further to the ways that we don't want to go with access to our waterways and access to our fish, where our industry stands. And so it's been an interesting time. But it's been a fun time.
And you know, you mentioned something right there, other organizations, because it's not like we're operating in a vacuum out here. We've actually had larger, more agencies with a longer history than us come to us and say, hey, can y'all help us? We like what you're doing here. We want to take this other places. We need your help with this and this and this. And it's, you know, you got something good when NMMA and RBFF is pulling you along with them, not in their shadows, but like beside them.
That's right. That's right. And we've been very fortunate to have some great national partners like NMMA and ASA and CSF and CSP and all the other acronyms, but they all do a great job and they've been beside us from the beginning. But going back to what you said about operating in a vacuum, I think it's important for hunters and anglers and boaters to understand that if you don't have a voice at the state house, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. And there are people that want to strip away our rights.
Sure.
And it's not a scare tactic. There are plenty of things that we'll talk about today that you're going to be wondering how you're going to get out on the water. And, you know, I say that in not a grim way, but it's just a necessary evil. Yeah. You know, you have people talk about, well, we don't want to get too political. Yeah, well, if you don't get too political or you don't have a voice, then there's going to be a lot of laws that have unintended consequences. Yeah.
Well,
and so that's why we're here, and that's why we do what we do.
And John O'Keefe, some of those early meetings, John being with Yamaha Right Waters, he put it very, very kind of chilling in a way that, you know, look, if you're reacting to this stuff, it's too late.
That's exactly right.
Essentially what he said, if you're reacting to something that's already happened, you're too late for the fight, and now you got to. It's over.
That's right, and you know too, Roger. One of the things is once we get things passed at our state house, there's still going to be people, there's still going to be groups working from outside to try to undo some of the good things that you do, due to their special interest.
Yep.
And so you know, one of those things, you always have to have your guard up. You have to always be ready to go, and you have to be ready to to get in and just give good solid facts and really represent the industry that's given back to so many of us that enjoy it every day.
All right. 3.5 minutes. Take us through 21, early part of 22, with some of the stuff that we have accomplished.
Absolutely. So, you know, one of the big things is going back to taking away water and taking away land. We stopped the 30 by 30 bill, which would have protected 30% of land and 30% of the water by 2030. And I know some of the listeners might be saying, well, why is that a bad idea? It's not a bad idea. It is a noble idea. But the devil's in the details. When the 30% of the land and 30% of the water is taken away, that means no take. That means your boat's not going on the water. That means your rifle's not going up in that deer stand. So, you know, that's the sort of thing that you have to be on the lookout for. So that was a big defensive win for us. Offensively, we got outboard engines, sales tax cap,
right,
where, you know, you're listening and you've been talking about, oh, I need to go get a new outboard engine, go get a new Yamaha, Suzuki, whatever it is. You can go, and it's now capped at $500, just like you were buying a motor and boat. So your tax burden's not quite as heavy there.
Okay.
On that same line of thinking, we got a property tax and a elimination of outboard titles passed through the Senate, and it got stuck in the House last year. So we expect to pick that back up early part of session, and I know we'll save that for a different show to talk about our legislative stuff going into next year.
Okay.
But fully expect that to have legs. A few other things, electronic licenses. Now you can show your license on your phone, electronic registration for your boats.
Okay.
You know, one thing that I'm super excited about is we were able to help DNR secure funding for hatcheries and rebuilding at those hatcheries, where there will actually be some exciting stocking news coming out very soon that I cannot speak to directly about.
And but, I won't blow it for you.
Well, that one's going to be fun.
Yeah.
You know, the other side, we took put an open season on snapper in state waters at 20 inches and above. So that's, you know, that's a big deal. But you know, there's not a lot of snapper caught in state waters.
Right.
There is a reason behind that, and we can get into that in the next segment.
Okay. All right.
We got a good spot on the South Atlantic Fishery Council Board.
Yes.
That was switched from commercial to recreational. That's the other thing, guys. If you're not paying attention to the DNR board or the South Atlantic Fishery Council board or these different boards that you might not even know about until you read about them, they all have people that are planted there, and they represent, like on the South Atlantic board, you have commercial, and it's not always bad intentions, don't get me wrong, but your intentions aren't being displayed and they're not being heard. So it's important that you have representation on your county levels, your state levels, stuff that may not seem like it's a big deal.
Yeah, a voice at any level is a good thing, especially from our standpoint, because there's so few of us on the hunting side. There's few of us. There's a lot more on the boating and fishing side, but you need those voices at every level to build that defensive mechanism to make sure that stuff doesn't get through.
Absolutely.
Or when something good comes along, to push it across the finish line.
That's right. And that's what we're looking at with boater safety next year.
Okay.
You know, it's something that needs to happen in our state, and we'll fully be behind it. Another thing that was passed this year around those same lines was the wake zone bill.
Right. Got that one.
That is, it's now the industry standard.
Yep.
Alabama, Georgia, others are starting to pick it up, Tennessee. And so that's what we want to do. We want to come up with stuff here in South Carolina and work so hard on it with our legislators and our national partners that we can take it from our states.
Let's take a break. Back in more Woods and Water, South Carolina, on the other side. I give him this, Taylor. He's come a long way since 2014.
You think?
He has. I mean, I did not have to say, stop, Geddes. This is a heartbreak.
Shut up.
He heard the music. He knew you had to wrap it up, and I had 6 seconds to close the thing.
I've learned the difference between hard breaks and soft breaks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I had 6 seconds. I have cut him off before because he just keeps on going, but He does well these days. I've trained him well in the art of radio.
That's right. Somebody said you left your show to me for a couple times too.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
Yeah, I called in from Alaska. You had Zona and Mercer on there. I was like, J.O. and Zona and Geddes, and we were in Alaska. I'm like, well, Taylor, I hate to make this phone call because I have no idea what's going on the other end of this line.
We still haven't talked about the show me and Geddes are supposed to do one day.
Yeah, I'm going to turn you two loose.
That will be a scary show.
Yeah, that's a scary one. That could get me kicked off the air for sure. But last segment, get us a little bit of what we have done in our short life. We do have some stuff that we're going to talk about on the state level, but I guess pressing right now is a couple of issues that really, folks, I mean, you need to listen up on this. We're not trying to scare you because what they're doing is scary enough. What we're trying to do is get you motivated to get involved
and act on it.
Because the only way some of this stuff, I don't know if we can get stuff stopped or whether we have to go back and write legislation to undo it. Guess you can speak more to that. But we got two things that have cropped up. There's the ongoing Red Snapper debacle where we had a whole 2 days of Red Snapper fishing this year. And then we've got some news on the whale front that NOAA's involved in, the South Atlantic Fishing Management Council. So I guess we'll start off with Red Snapper. It seems to be kind of what's on everybody's forefront. The whale issue is a little bit behind everything. But go ahead and talk about what's been proposed and the ramifications of both of them.
Absolutely. So first, let me just give everybody an overview of what the South Atlantic Fishery Management Council is. So each state in the South Atlantic, starting at North Carolina down to Florida, has three representatives from each state. They're all nominated by their respective governors, and they come to a board, and then they have to act based off of Federal Fisheries Management Act called the Mackinson-Stevens Act, which comes down from Congress. And then they have to make certain decisions on international and outside of the federal waterways, outside of the three-mile mark, out to the international line of how the fisheries are going to be managed. So it's a ton of water. And a ton of species.
For recreation and commercial use, both. Yeah,
for recreational and commercial use, exactly. And so what we have is we have a severe undercounting of red snapper off of our coast. The Gulf got tired of it and pulled out of the agreement that they were in and started making their own seasons, which I think our states would be open to at some point. Now, we had over 30 congressional members, including Senator Scott and Senator Graham, and y'all's local congressman up in the upstate, Jeff Duncan.
Jeff Duncan.
Sign on and say, hey, look, before y'all take any more extreme measures, let's wait until the great red snapper count is finished. And that is funded by Congress, and it should be done within the next couple of years.
Okay.
What we're facing now is, you know, they cut it to 2 days already.
Right.
And they put in descending devices and all these different recommendations. But now they're saying it's not enough. They're wanting to cut off bottom fishing for 99% of the year. You're going to have a small window to be able to go bottom fish. And for those of you that don't realize, oh, I don't catch red snapper, that doesn't matter. It covers 55 species of fish, according to most marine biologists, that you can
catch on the bottom.
Catch on the bottom. I mean, that's like, you know, DNR saying something about Lake Murray, not being able to throw a topwater, and it's taking out striper and bass.
Right.
Just because one of them has an issue. So what we're seeing is an extreme bureaucratic overreach of the worst kind. And we're fighting that, and we're trying to say, let's really look at the science and not just when the science makes sense. And so we want these numbers to come back, and until then, we want the fishery to be open. And heck, we want a lot more than 2 days.
Yeah,
but now they're saying even the 2 day
is too much.
Period. It's too much. And why would you take away bottom fishing is because so many snapper are being caught when people are fishing for grouper and for other species of fish off the bottom, that there's what they call bycatch, which means the fish is dying because it's unintentionally being targeted. So that is a really big deal. And there will actually be a public comment period on September 14th in Charleston at the Town and Country Inn,
right
on Savannah Highway. Yep. 2008 Savannah Highway. Again, that is 4 p.m. on September 14th at the South Atlantic Fishery Management Council meeting in Charleston at the Town and Country Inn on Savannah Highway. I cannot underscore the importance of this meeting and how important it is that recreational anglers show up and say we're not going to stand for our fisheries being taken away.
Essentially, that's what's doing. I mean, taking away the bottom fishing, you're taking away not only red snapper, closing that season, you're taking away all the grouper, all the grunts, all the vermilion snapper, black sea bass, trigger fish, sea bass, yeah. Everything, right. Everything you catch in that bottom part of the water column where there's active bottom, you know, there's structure or whatever else, that's all gone.
Yep, that's going to be at risk. And let me take just a second to brag on our congressional delegation, because, you know, we talk about what the purpose of the Alliance is to bring light to these issues. Our congressional delegation didn't think twice about jumping on this issue and supporting our industry. And I have to say, Roger, I think over the years that, you know, your folks like Jeff Duncan and Senator Scott and Senator Graham have been involved in issues like this, but the Post and Courier wasn't picking it up, or Woods and Water, South Carolina, yeah, you know, didn't know about it because it wasn't out there.
Right.
And so that's something for y'all to think about, is when you're talking to your congressional delegation or you're talking to your state house members, talk to them about boating and fishing, and you'll see that they know a lot more about it now.
Yeah. Issue number one. Closing red snapper season, closing bottom fishing in an effort to save the red snapper. And all we're trying to do is say, let's just give this fish count time to be finished. Huh?
Let's put save in quotes there, because what you have is an extreme overpopulation because none of these fish have been able to be caught. So to my freshwater friends,
yes,
in a pond,
yes,
you have too many little bass, the big bass aren't going to grow.
That's right. So exactly right.
It's bad.
And when you can't get a bait down to the black sea bass because the snapper are eating it first, it tells you got a problem.
Correct.
And it's not a bad problem. You got a lot of red snapper down there. Got about 3 minutes, and we got another issue coming up, right whales.
So I'll make this one quick because it deserves as much of attention, but we have a little bit longer to act on this one.
Okay.
There are 350 right whales in the United States.
Estimated.
Yes. And about once every other year, there is a whale strike on the coast of South Carolina. It's just small, small numbers. And so obviously, just like if, you know, somebody's changing a tire on the interstate and gets hit by a car, we should, of course, make the interstate speed limit 10 miles an hour, right? what these folks want to do take the speed limit. They're wanting to enforce a speed limit on boats over 35 feet out to 65 or out to 60 miles. Yeah. And so it used to be a 65 foot limit.
Now they want 35 feet. Back. Yes.
Yeah, because there's been 8 total small vessel. Now this is the whole coast from my understanding. There's been 8 total run-ins since like the early 2000s with boats under 65 feet. So we got to take those out too. So what's going to happen there? One, you're taking a 2.5 hour drive.
Now it's about 6 hours.
You're making about 5 or 6 hours. Okay. Yep. Add that together. You got 12 hours on the water.
Just to get there and back again.
Just to get there and back. So what does that do? That takes a 1 day fishing trip. It turns it into a 2 day fishing trip. So what if you don't have a big Viking sport fishing yacht? What if you're, you know, in a decent sized scout or decent sized sportsman or Key West or whoever? That turns it into an overnight trip. And it's harder on the participants to be able to do overnight trips.
Sure.
In boats like that. It just is.
Yeah.
And so this is another extreme environmentalistic, just super far out there
Yeah.
push. And the sad thing is the way that it's set up through the federal government with Marine Mammal Protection Act, the Congress will have to reopen this law to say, hey, you can't do that. And by the way, if there's any business people on here, let me throw in one more thing. A ship going into our port cannot be maneuvered or steered
at 10 miles an hour.
Under 12 miles an hour.
Yeah.
So we're talking about just screw the economy. We have right whales.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's that issue. Yes, there's going to be a speed limit on boats, and we're going to try to fight it, but that one seems like nobody wants to touch the whole right whale issue. So.
And the thing is, that 10-mile-an-hour is in a vacuum. You're in the currents and eddies and winds off the coast of South Carolina where the Gulf Stream could be coming 3 to 4 knots, essentially cutting your speed even further, and you're having to, you know, current. It's a steer just for everything.
Dates on that was what, November 1st to April 15th, right?
Yeah,
now?
November 1st through April 15th, it'd be 10 miles an hour from the coast to 60 miles out.
And quick plug for Roger's Facebook page. There is a very good graph on there if you want to see what it looks like.
Yeah.
This is real true government overreach. Last two things that we talked about, these are where the states have to show up and start figuring out how to pull back more state control of our federal waterways.
Yeah. All right. Got 15 seconds. Wrap it up for us.
All right. Y'all come and join us. Learn more about this. We have the South Carolina Texas A&M football game that we're title sponsoring October 22nd.
Yes.
Put it down on your calendars and visit us at www.scbfa.com.
Always fun, Geddes. We'll do this again when we got more information. Folks, keep listening. Keep watching the Facebook page. Contact your legislatures and let them know what's going on. Taylor's pointing like the show's coming to an end. As always, make time to get out there.
Take the back rows when you can.
Don't forget the camera. See you back here next week. More Woods and Water, South Carolina. Yes, I'm gone to